Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.
53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cents. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. Mairead Lavery joins us once again. Afternoon, Mairead.
Good afternoon, Sean. Welcome back.
The weather has not been the farmer's friend, I would think.
Well, I don't think it's been anybody's friend for the last couple of weeks. Honest to heavens, it's just been an absolute fright with rain.
Yeah.
And then the two heavy storms that came across that flattened so much. I was just looking on one of the social media sites there a while ago, and a friend of mine, Margaret Hochter in Kilmullen Farm, she was out in the middle of her corn crop. You know, the lovely corn on the cob? She does beautiful corn there and the whole thing. Now, she hopes she can salvage some of it, but it was just bent over and bent to the ground. You know, red just on the point of being harvested. So it's very, very tough on people. Down this side of the country, a lot of the cows are gone in. They're gone in now by day and night. It's August still. I know it's coming into September, but it is actually still August. And to have livestock in, you know, for the rest of the year up until maybe next April, it makes the winter so, so long. Mm. So I think what everybody's looking for now, now especially that the children are going back to school and hopefully will be staying there, is a really long belt of good, dry, calm weather like we had when COVID first hit our shores last March and April.
Actually, September isn't that bad in Ireland for rain.
No, it's usually a nice month, and people are cursing the fact because the kids are gone to school. And I remember when ours were little here, we used to, I know this is sinful, but I thought vitamin D was more important and a bit of fun. But I'd take them out of school at 2 o'clock and go straight back to the beach in Ballybunion and just get that last bit of summer, you know, before it disappeared and we hit the long dark nights. But no, it's a mess. It's causing trouble right across the board. Now, saying that, you know, we're not at kind of record levels or anything. It's just, it's hitting kind of concentrated spots and then it's okay for a while. But, like, the price of straw now is slow at the moment. The people aren't, farmers aren't buying it because they don't want to buy damp straw that's out in the field because yeah. They've had all this rain on top of it. And they think if things pick up, you know, the straw that's coming to be harvested yet could be an awful lot better. But it's the you know, we, our flock of sheep here now, and sheep don't do damage to ground really, but they were in a nice tidy little field, and it had been a reseed, which meant, you know, we'd put fresh grass in it a couple of years ago, so it should have been very tasty and very nice for them, but they made a right mush of it, and we had to take them out of there, leaving most of the grass behind us, just because, you know, there was enough sheep and the ground conditions were so soft that they were able to poach the ground and make a mess of it. So you can see then why the dairy farmers are putting cows in, because, you know, they're much heavier animals and they do a lot more damage.
Yeah, indeed. Right, curlew fledglings, what's going on there?
Well, look, we're all trying to get more birdies back. And I know we've plenty of them here now at the moment, and all the little swallows are all gathering. I think the storm Ellen frightened them, and now Francis put the tin hat on it. I was out the other evening and there was about 30 here as we went up our lane gathering on the telegraph poles, and there was about another 40, you know, about 100 metres further ahead. So there's no shortage of little swallows and swifts and you know, the house martins. There seems to be plenty of them around. But then we do know that the curlew numbers have been declining over time, and we think now there's about maybe 130 mating pairs in the country. But the thing about them is that they mate for life. When they do start to mate, they mate for life. So the good news is that there's 3 chicks have successfully fledged, you know, which means they're out the nest and flying in County Monaghan. And there's only 6 mating pairs up there, so it's a really good return rate. But the Curlew Action Group think that, you know, into the future, that, you know, that population will stabilise. So, you know, they're working with farmers and they're working with landowners to make sure that, you know, farming practices are carried out to suit the curlew, and that they are, don't get hit by predators, because that's also a big problem.
There's a story about, as it's put, a cow suckler farmer and North Korea have something in common.
Well, I tell you now, I when I was reading this, the more I read it, the more kind of astounded I was. Farmers have always faced inspections. There's unannounced inspections on about 5% of farmers, and when they're, you know, when you have an unannounced inspection on 5%, you might as well have it on the whole 100%, because everybody, nobody knows who the 5% are, so everybody's, you know, thinking it's going to be them. So the vast majority of those inspections are done, you know, by agricultural officers on the ground. Only, I think, about a couple of percent of them are done by satellite. And the EU now, there's a new round of CAPOC happening, Common Agricultural Policy, and it's why it is so important that we don't be sitting at the tail end of some table without a Minister for Agriculture out in Brussels to deal with all of this for us. But anyway, the EU are now talking about having 100% surveillance by satellite, and the two Sentinel satellites are the ones we're talking about here. So basically what they want is they just don't want a, they want an on-time view of everything that's happening on farms. And these Sentinels, these two Sentinel satellites, can, I think they can go around the, they can go down, they're so high res that they can photograph down to 50 centimetres diameter. So for instance, they're going to be able to photograph trucks and cars and jeeps and any other machinery that are on farms. They'll be able to look at the cutting of silage and hedges and trees. Look at all ponds. They'll be able to distinguish what they are, forts, what farm buildings, everything like that. And it just seems like, and they'll be able to do it every 3 to 5 days. Now, I wouldn't mind if it was doing it once a year, maybe, but every 3 to 5 days is a different matter. And I don't think they're monitoring Kim Jong-un or whatever his name is out in North Korea.
As much.
So this thing is going to pass over. The two satellites are going to pass over in a certain way. And they'll be able to key in and really look at everything that's happening. Now, it's about the farm payments that farmers get. And it's about getting, you know, making sure farmers are eligible for it. But it certainly does seem to me to be an absolute overkill that somebody's going to have to be monitoring this. Like in Ireland alone, you're talking about, I think it's 1.1 million land portfolios that will be monitored now every 3 to 5 days. So I don't know what the fellow with the 8 surplus cows in Mayo or Roscommon or, you know, the 20 cows in Limerick is doing that deserves all of this monitoring and all of the costs and expense of it.
Yeah, it's a bit creepy, right? Yeah, but let's also, they'd have to employ lots of people to look at the images in the satellite.
They're going to have to do all of that. And maybe that's what they're going to do with the agri officers who won't be out doing on-the-ground inspections. Now, the thing is, farmers can appeal it if it kind of comes up and, you know, and says something wrong. But it sounds so Star Wars-y. And it's the ability of the satellites to get in and monitor right down to the size of, 500 or 50 centimetres. 50 centimetres. As I said, they'll be able to know if you change the water truck in the field. Who wants all that information? What is it all for? And where have you any rights when it comes to it, I just wonder. So anyway, there's what you have now. Your 8 cow supplement or woman above in Mayo or whatever, and Kim Jong-un have something in common, and that is the bait. They're being monitored by satellite.
Right, what's a crow banger?
Oh, do you not know what a crow banger is?
No.
God, I could think of a couple of things now there if I knew that you hadn't known. A crow banger. Well, listen, crows are a nuisance when you're growing tillage, when you're growing cereals such as oats or barley or wheat, because when they start getting ripe, they come in and they swoop down and they can clear acres of it. So what people have had used for years and years and generations, I remember as a small girl growing up in Wooden Bridge in Wicklow, we had a crow banger. And it would be put on for the couple of weeks or maybe even only the couple of days to frighten the birds away. So it would let out this almighty bang and then 30 seconds later it would go bang again. Now, of course, if you move into the country or you're not involved with farming at all, you know, this is a bit of a nuisance, especially if it continues all night. So there have been, I think it's over 50 complaints altogether across the country about the use of bangers. And really and truly, you know, farmers do need to be aware that they have neighbours and they need to mind them and they need to keep them happy. So, they're being asked to be careful where they put it, about what, no less than 200 metres away from where any put housing is, that they don't use it between, you know, the hours of, you know, that it doesn't start before 7 in the morning and that it finishes at 10 at night. And it's just, you know, it's good neighbourliness, really. So nobody has banned the use of them, as far as I can see yet, but they are asking farmers to be, you know, conscious of their neighbours and take some care.
Indeed. Marie, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Marie de Lavery there from the Farmers Journal. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk. We'll take a break, back in a couple of minutes.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.